This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. The biggest news in the last 24 hours has been the announcement about a new inquiry about the conviction of Kathleen Folbig. Her lawyer, Rani Rego, is joining me on the line this morning. Rani, you must be absolutely thrilled with this announcement.
Yes, thank you for having me. And we're certainly thrilled that the Attorney General acknowledged that the science is very clear and it has caused him serious doubt about her convictions, so as to order what will likely be a very expensive taxpayer-funded inquiry. So we are very much looking forward to putting our clear and overwhelming evidence to this new inquiry.
Are you at the same time disappointed that there wasn't the full pardon granted?
We asked the Attorney General for a pardon because pardons are available at law, and the situations in which they can be granted have been detailed by the Attorney General's department on the website of the Department of Communities and Justice. And one of the examples of where pardons have been given are in these exact circumstances in which new methods of forensic evidence raise doubt about the petitioner's guilt. And we say that evidence by 27 of the best scientists in the world, published in a prestigious Oxford University journal, is more than sufficient to grant Ms. Folbig a pardon. So in that sense, we are disappointed the Attorney General didn't apply the law and exercise his power that he could have done. But we are excited to be able to put this new evidence, which also has the capacity to save lives across the world, to a public inquiry.
Do you think that the attorney may have just chosen to take the easy way out?
I think that would be a question for the attorney, for the reasons behind that. We certainly felt very confident in our application for a pardon. So that would have to be a question for the attorney about why he decided to go this particular route.
So, look, this whole process has been taking quite a lot of time. You know, Kathleen has been behind bars now since, 2003. How much longer is this going to go on for? I imagine the inquiry is not going to sort of start next week and be finished a few weeks later.
Well, I haven't been contacted. I only found out about the decision of the second inquiry when the attorney was giving his public release. I then checked my email when he indicated he'd emailed me, and it was a minute before the live press conference. So I haven't actually had an opportunity to digest that, and there's been no communication with me about the scope of the inquiry, who the commissioner was, because I found out only through the press release, the public statement. So we are unclear at this point about the details of the inquiry and what that will look like, but we are requesting that it's a cooperative approach to the scope of the inquiry, and that it will examine in depth the new genetic evidence and also the new diary evidence, because that's one thing the Attorney General didn't mention in his release, but I'm sure it's factored into his decision to grant another inquiry. Is we have six unpaid experts who have recently given expert reports for us: psychiatrists, psychotherapists, linguists, and forensic psychologists, all of whom have examined the diaries in detail in their full copy, which no one has ever looked at because there's been no experts given opinions on the diary before now. And they are all very clear that there are no confessions of murder in these diaries, but instead what can be interpreted as responsibility. Ms. Folbig was a mother. She had four children, and they each died over a period of 10 years. And she still feels responsible for their deaths, but not because she killed them, because she was their mother. And a number of mothers have contacted me, knowing that I work on this case, and said the same thing, including mothers who have lost their children, that the responsibility you feel as a mother, I'm not a mother, but I've been told by many mothers that it's incredible the guilt you feel for the loss of your children when it's got nothing to do with you. Ms. Folbig she's had incredible scientific support from a large cohort of distinguished scientists, including three Nobel Prize winners. These people aren't just simply putting their name to a petition because they feel for a woman they've never met. They're doing it because the science is clear. It's certain, it's verifiable, and it's reliable. So on that basis, We say Ms. Folby should be out immediately, and we look forward to an inquiry finding that Ms. Folby's convictions are unsafe and that she should be released.
So you are requesting that she is released until the inquiry is done and dusted?
That will be a matter that we'll have to discuss with Ms. Folbig privately.
And I suppose, yeah, on that personal level, have you had a chance to give the news to Kathleen and speak to her?
Because I only found out when the Attorney General was giving his press statement, I've been unable to speak to my client. I am informed, though, that her very close friend has spoken with her and delivered the news. And Ms. Folbig, as you can understand, is bitterly disappointed. She, like all of us, were very confident in the new evidence and the fact that, you know, the state have said here that this woman has smothered her four children, yet they've never been able to advance any pathology evidence of smothering. And that's what the listeners, I hope that I can get this message across, that in circumstances in which the state allege that a woman smothered their children and they're unable to produce any pathology evidence, and on the contrary, there are natural causes of death, we see it as a very simple and clear case. Everything else has been complicated by all of the legal processes that she's had, but put very simply, there is no evidence of smothering and only natural causes of death. And in that basis, there is an innocent woman languishing in prison and she's about to tick over to her 20th year behind bars.
So, I mean, obviously, people like me as a journalist, I've read a lot on the case. In fact, probably most things there are. But if you think of the Singleton community, there, I imagine, would be different points of view. And obviously, not everyone would go to that level of detail and even to some of the things you've just been explaining. What would you say to the people of Singleton about where it stands at the moment and Kathleen's plight, I suppose? I mean, at the end of the day, she was, you know, part of that community.
I would say to those who are unsure about Kathleen's convictions, look at the science. As a legal team and the scientists, we're not standing here saying we feel for a woman and she should be released. We're saying that the science is clear. And we're saying that new evidence has been established that provide a natural cause of death for the two girls. Well, it's actually not establishing it. It's providing a new way of understanding the death as natural. There's always been natural causes, but now we know there's a genetic basis for the death. So when you are looking at a case of four deaths, they've all been given a natural cause of death. And every day the state uses DNA evidence to convict people, but we are presenting it in the context to exonerate. And we say that the state should listen very carefully to that evidence because if it can be used to convict, it should be good enough to exonerate.
Rani, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.